Hot Country 103.5, it's Cruz, and joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery, Josh Ross. He has a new song, If You Were a Song. Yes. Josh, take it away.
All right.
If you were sunrise, you be sunrise every morning, out on Highway 1 to freedom, California. If you were a tattoo, you be a tattoo of a red heart, wrapped around your first name on my right arm. If you were a song, you be timeless, needle on vinyl, turn you up, spin you around. A song in a Chevy, crank it to 11, roll all the windows down. Yeah, turn you on and play you all day long. Yeah, girl, if you were a song. If you were a stiff drink, you'd be a stiff drink in a downtown bar, going straight to my head, hit me hard. If you were a black dress, you'd be that dress you're wearing. I'd be doing all I could to keep from staring. If you were a song, you'd be timeless, needle on vinyl, turn you up, spin you around. If you were a song in a Chevy, crank it to 11, roll all the windows down. Yeah, turn you on and play you all day long. Yeah, girl, if you were a song, yeah. Every line in, every word, yeah, girl, you had me singing along. If you were a song, you'd be timeless, needle on vinyl, turn you up, spin you around. If you were a song in a Chevy, crank it to 11, roll all the windows down. Yeah, turn you on and play you all day long. Yeah, girl, if you were a song. Yeah, if you were a song. Yeah, if you were a song.
Hot Country 103.5, Josh Ross in studio, his new song, If You Were a Song, on this week's Hot Discovery. Josh, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Your new tune, If You Were a Song, what's the story behind it?
Story behind If You Were a Song, it was a fast song to make a decision on. I ended up cutting 5 songs down in Nashville last November and came back to Canada after kind of spending 2 years of writing songs and being very proud of 5 songs that I had on the project. And I ended up meeting Rob and Ted and kind of getting the team together, and we actually decided to go a totally different approach for a first song.
Off that
5-song EP. And so I was writing very frequently in lots trying to come up with something, and I ended up actually having the song pitched to me by Greg Bates and Jameson Rogers, and it ended up being the first song called If You're a Song. And it's funny, I had an idea of a more ballad style song about kind of comparing a girl to if she was a song, how I'd write about her and the, like that kind of stuff. And I just kind of thought it would still be something I would write. And I'm very usually connected to what I write. So it kind of made sense for me.
Now, what really connected you the first time you heard this song?
So the demo that I got was like, it's kind of still somewhat similar, like the bigger drums at the top and kind of Luke Combs-y feel. And I kind of like to have rockier songs too sometimes. So for me, it kind of felt like that was a good first song. It was up tempo, and it was just very clever, simple writing. I think it's easy to kind of pick up on and sing along to, and I think that's kind of important, especially for, you know, first songs.
So how did you get your start in music?
So I did sports for like a long time. I played hockey for 14 years, raced motocross for 12, and then I ended up getting to grade 9 and getting into football. And I had at the end of high school, I ended up getting a varsity football scholarship to Western University in London, Ontario.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really great. But I ended up having an injury in my second year. I had an ankle surgery, and I started actually picking up the guitar because I noticed I was singing a lot more. And in my residence in my first year, I actually like mounted 2 speakers and a subwoofer in the washroom under the cabinet. Yeah. And I would go in the shower, just like blare songs and sing them. And my roommates were like, you know, you're actually pretty good, but you're very annoying because we're trying to study. And so yeah, it's so true. And it's funny now because we all joke about it. But yeah. So I started picking up the guitar, playing more, and mm-hmm. I kind of did all my rehab and came back just to kind of hurt myself again. And I just started falling out of love with, you know, kind of that process and the longevity of a sports career.
Yeah.
And so before going into my fourth year, I just said, you know, the night before, I said, I'm going to try this music thing and I'm not going to show up to camp tomorrow. And that's kind of how it started. And I just started playing cafes and doing stuff like that. And then 2017, I did a bunch of Emerging Artist Showcase, Boots and Hearts, mm-hmm. Lucknow Music in the Fields. And those kind of got me in gear, you know, like I got the team together with the band, and I did some cover videos of actually some Aaron Goodvin stuff, Don't Ever Let Go, and that's how I met Aaron, and he brought me down to Nashville, and that's how the whole writing process started down there. So
that's really cool. Yeah. Aaron's such a great guy. Yeah, he's a friend of the stations as well.
Yeah, he's great.
So now we're pretty deep into fall. What are your favorite things about fall and winter?
I love fall's probably my favorite season. Mm-hmm. I like 25 or 20 during the day. Yeah. It's like my favorite happy temperature. And then like, I love 8 degrees at night and just sleeping cozy. Right? I hate sweating. So like, I hate being hot. Like my girlfriend will say I'm a heater. Like I just like radiate heat and, I have a hard time sometimes in the summer. So, and then the winter, I enjoy the winter. I mean, ice fishing, I do a little snowmobiling.
Yeah.
I'm probably more of a summer guy. Like I definitely do more stuff in the summer.
Do you still ride motocross?
No, my dad does. He races every weekend. He was racing this past weekend out actually near London, Ontario way. And, it was funny. It was a bright idea my mom had when I was about 9, was like, let's all get trail bikes. And then, my dad, it was like, well, let's sign up and start racing. And we did that for a long time. And he raced when he was younger and he had some injuries and that's what got him out of it.
Yeah.
But then my mom kind of re-brought us back into it. So
it's an addictive sport, and it's expensive, but it's
very expensive. But it's honestly, there's not a lot of feelings like it. You know, like the feeling of flying through the air or do something. It's like walking out on stage in front of thousands of people. It's like this, just this overwhelming.
I grew up on dirt bikes as a kid, and it just, you know, it's so much fun.
And
the getting dirty is the best part.
And actually the skill behind the sport, I think a lot of people kind of mistake it for being, they think it's just easy, like you jump on a bike and twist the gas, and it's like, it is honestly probably the hardest sport, and I've played a lot of sports.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than just that.
Yeah.
So